This Halloween, NHPR's Emily Corwin has been on a mission. It turns out Granite Staters celebrate Halloween in a very different way from what she grew up doing in Connecticut. It's actually very different from what I did as a kid in Illinois as well. And she's here to explain what she found. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Brady. So I grew up in Connecticut, and in the town in Connecticut, Madison, where I grew up, kids trick-or-treat on Halloween only, and they stay out as late as they possibly can. And, you know, city government, town government has nothing to do with it. So moving to New Hampshire a couple of years ago, I was just really surprised that, you know, towns seem to dictate when Halloween is to be celebrated, when trick-or-treaters go out, how late they can go out. And I just thought, you know, this is the live free or die state, right? Like, how is this possible?
What did you find as you were doing the investigation?
I might be suffering from a little bit of election fatigue. because I just, like, there was nothing in the world yesterday that I wanted to do more than go to the library and feed the little microfilm into the Minolta reader and find out, you know, get to the bottom of this question. So I started by emailing a cultural historian, an American historian named David Scull, who writes about Halloween. And he explained to me that, you know, he doesn't know, but cities, he said, started encouraging trick-or-treating in the 1930s, because before then, Halloween was just a night when kids would go just wreck havoc, be mischievous. And so this was a way that, you know, communities thought they could sort of try to focus some of that energy to trick-or-treating. So I also posted an inquiry on Reddit, and there's this one Redditor who goes by the name Lilypout, who did, like, this incredible amount of reporting for me.
And Reddit is a pretty good place to find these little hidden nuggets of information. But what did this user help you find?
She found these articles from the Nashua Telegraph from the 1940s that were really outlining some serious vandalism. Like, even though trick-or-treating was established at that point, kids were going out and breaking windows, they were throwing rocks, they were cutting tires, and
yikes.
Yeah, it was pretty serious.
And then is that the point where towns started to implement specific windows where the trick-or-treating is allowed?
So that didn't start to happen until the 1960s. I found in the, you know, in Portsmouth, where I live at the Portsmouth Library, that it wasn't until 1963 that Portsmouth started implementing, like, a time limit. And that was from 5 to 7, I believe. But our citizen journalist on Reddit, whose name I still don't know, I wish I did, she posted these pictures from the Telegraph in the 1960s detailing the police chief there's that he had these rules for Halloween, which included that children must be off the streets by 10 p.m., quite late compared to the present deadlines these days. And also that it would be, you know, he writes, Halloween should be observed only on one night, and that's October 31st, which is, you know, in my book, real Halloween.
But only one night. That suggests that in some places, Halloween might be celebrated on more than one night at a time.
Right. And I was actually, there was a red herring. I thought that the, you know, October 30th trick-or-treating was, you know, was towns trying to implement their, you know, dictate the rules here. But actually, it turns out that people have been trick-or-treating and celebrating Halloween for, like, a variety of different numbers of nights leading up to the 31st for a long time. So I checked in with this Halloween expert and writer, Leslie Benatine. She says that, you know, every neighborhood does this differently. And even so that today she knows of some cities and towns in the Midwest where kids trick-or-treat the entire week before Halloween.
Ooh.
I know. I wish I grew up there.
That makes two of us. That's NHPR's Emily Corwin giving us a window into some Halloween traditions in New Hampshire. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brady.